Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. The strong, the powerful Anna DiGilio is here on Money Savage Create. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here. I appreciate it.
Excited to have you on. Anna has gone from teaching 7-year-olds to Forbes magazine and a 7-figure education company in 4 short years. She's a coach helping entrepreneurs take their businesses to the next level. Excited to have you on, Anna. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure, absolutely. So a little bit about my personal life. I am a mom of teenage boys, actually teenage. They're going to be 20 soon. They're in their second year of college, married to a firefighter, live here in New York. We're about 40 minutes north of the suburbs, north of the city. And it's just a little bit about me. In terms of my life, I was a teacher for 23 years. I taught second grade for 23 years. I actually just left the classroom 3 years ago. So this is very, very new. Even though I started my business, you know, about 7-8 years ago, I just left the classroom because the classroom was part of who I am. You know, it's in my blood teaching children. So I really built my business while working full time. And then about 3 years ago, it was just too much to handle, working literally 2 full-time jobs and managing a team and having a business and working in the classroom. So that was when I decided to leave the classroom and try and just reach education as a whole on a bigger level. And that's when my business, I just went full time in my business. I mean, I've had my business, like I said, for 7 or 8 years, but I didn't realize it was a business until about a year and a half in, you know, and then I was like, oh, I got to learn about business.
Right.
So I've been serving teachers for the last 7-8 years, providing lesson plans, activities, trainings on how to help them with their craft in the classroom. And that's really what I've been doing the last 7-8 years.
Nice. I love it. So 23 years as a school teacher. And
yeah.
Do you want to shake everybody that says that the teachers make just the right amount of money? Or strangle them?
Yeah. You know, it's easy to say, you know, it's easy to talk about what other people do and don't do in their business or their job when they've never stepped foot, you know, but being around 7- and 8-year-olds all day long for 6 and a half hours a day, you know, you're not just their teacher. You're everything to them. You're their mom, you're their dad, the nurse, the doctor, the dentist, the therapist. You're all the things, plus trying to make sure that they leave your classroom learning something every day. And everyone thinks like, oh, teachers have summers off. It's the best thing. No one has any idea that those summers, the first 4 weeks of summer, teachers go into like this mode of like decompression. It's really intense and not many people know it and understand it unless they've been in it.
Yeah.
And the money they make is sad.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. So what are the through lines from working with 7-year-olds for X number of hours a day to doing what you're doing now with your coaching? Similar, totally different?
Oh gosh. Totally different. And to be honest, I miss it. I miss being with kids. Like I miss teaching. I mean, that was who I was, you know, so not being with kids every day and teaching them and, you know, seeing them light up when they learn something, that's difficult for me that I don't have that anymore, you know, but I kind of reach it by reaching teachers. And when teachers, like I just received this amazing message this morning on Instagram saying, you've changed my life. I'm a teacher for 17 years and your reading program has been a game changer for me. My kids love it. They're making gains even through virtual learning. So like it's messages like that give me the energy to just push on and go forward and know that I'm making a difference in education. While I might not be touching those individual children, you know, in a classroom level, I know I'm making a difference.
No, that's 1,000%. It's a fascinating thing that the internet has brought us so many wonderful things and so many terrible things. But I think that one of the things that it's been astonishing for educators is that you recognize that while I'm used to being in a classroom and teaching the people who are directly in front of me, wow, I can actually use this to teach millions of people potentially, or hundreds of millions, or whatever. So it's obviously different, but I think that the reach and the impact is so potentially profound. And it sounds like that's been your experience.
Oh, I completely agree. You know, it's really interesting. You know, the internet exists. You're on it every day. You can't live without it. But you really don't realize what can be done with that until you really jump into it. You know, I never thought I could do any more in education than teach the 25 kids that are in my classroom each and every year. I never thought there was more to that. You know, like, I just never thought that was a possibility. And then when I started just sharing my lesson plans online and I started making money very quickly, I was like, and there were people from all over the world. It just wasn't the US, Australia, Canada, South Africa. I mean, it was insane, you know? And I'm like, this is unbelievable that I'm reaching people across the world. And it made me realize the possibility that was actually there for me as a new business owner, and the fact that I can help teachers and children all across the world with my knowledge and my expertise and, you know, what I've done in my own classroom for so many years. So it's pretty incredible the reach that you can have and the impact you could have that you don't think you can have being in your 9-to-5 job, you know?
Yeah, no, it's totally incredible. So these other teachers, they're reaching out for second grade, or they're reaching out, they're teaching all different levels?
Well, when I started, I was a second grade teacher, like I said, for 23 years. So when I started, I was really just kind of focusing on second grade, because what I was doing was everything that I was making for my classrooms, the classroom and the lessons I was doing, those were the ones that I was uploading and selling because I taught second grade. And then as I realized I was getting first grade teachers, I was getting third grade teachers, because remember, children don't all learn the same way and they don't all learn at the same pace, right? So you could have children in third and fourth grade that are functioning on a second grade level or reading on a second grade level. So when I started to realize that, I started to just kind of branch out a little bit more. And then I went to first grade, I went to third grade, I went to fourth grade. Now with our reading program called Guided Readers, which is our main offering right now and our main program, we service teachers kindergarten through fourth grade. And during when COVID hit back in March, we did a little bit, not a pivot, but we added on a parent portal for parents to give their children some reading instruction at home that gave parents what they needed, even if they didn't have a teaching background, to help their kids learn to read and continue on their reading progress. Because if they don't have reading, no other learning will happen. Reading is of paramount importance, and that should be like top on a parent's list of what their children should be working on.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So the amount of new learning that you must have experienced in a very short amount of time, was that easy, staggeringly hard? How did that go?
Interestingly enough, when I first started my business, and I, you know, by the second year, I was making more than my teaching salary. So I was like, okay, clearly this is a business I have on my hands. I mean, literally, I started saying, oh, I could buy Starbucks every day, you know, like I could pay my electric bill. Like that was the whole purpose of this, like just get a little extra money to pay a bill or get Starbucks and not worry about it. You know what I mean? And so when I realized I had a business on my hand and never in my life took a business class, knew anything about business, I was like, clearly I need to know. And I'm just a learner by nature. It's just who I am. So that was it. I dug into, you name the book, I've read it. You name the course, I've taken it. You name the online guru, I follow them. You know, and I dug into podcasts. I listened to hundreds of podcasts, you know, like I listen to podcasts when I get into bed at night before I go to bed. I listen to podcasts when I'm getting ready in the morning. And that's really how I learned how to grow and scale my company, because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't teach 7-year-olds, you know? So that's how I learned it. So did I find it overwhelming? It was a lot to learn, but I also felt that it was exciting that I was learning something new that was giving me the tools to really create an incredible business that I never even knew was even possible. You know, like I believed I was going to teach 7-year-olds until I was 55 or 60 years old, and then I was going to retire and get my pension and, you know, maybe move to Florida with my husband and retire. Like, sure. You know, typical.
It's kind of the deal.
Yeah, typical life, right? And my husband's a firefighter, so he was going to get a pension too. And that was it. So never in my mind did I think that I was going to leave teaching to have my own company. Not in a million years.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it's this, you're a voracious learner, right? And you have this just appetite for information. Do you think that it's one thing to have this fire hose, right? But then to actually take and find the pieces that are actionable and implementable. Do you have tips there or thoughts on that?
To be honest, it was a lot to learn, and I learned so many strategies. I mean, there's so many to even count. But I think the piece of advice I can give is, you know, find someone to follow, find a coach to follow, find someone that you align with, not only in terms of business strategy, but morals, values, integrity. You know, that was super important to me. So I found two incredible coaches that I have now followed for years. One, I'm sure you know, Amy Porterfield, she's online business. Sure. And Stu McLaren was my coach for years. I was in his mastermind. And these were the two people that really helped me learn business. Even though I've read hundreds of books and took hundreds of classes, I feel like these two people were kind of my gurus that I followed, you know? And it was all about your audience and the people that you're helping and the impact you're making. And it wasn't about, yes, the money is great and the money does come, but it comes from really loving on your audience and really caring about them and their struggles and their triumphs. And that's what I feel I got from both of them. So I would say align yourself with people that are teaching good strategy, but yet have the integrity as well.
Yeah, well, that certainly does make sense. And that's, I mean, that's probably 100% is the key differentiator, because it is a crowded space, certainly, talking about running an online business and learning how to do that. I think that I think I've been guilty over the years of just consuming just too much information and then not being able to come away with anything that I can actually use. So I think that makes a lot of sense. How has the shift been from a time management standpoint? Because obviously, you know, if I'm in school, I know when I need to be showing up as the teacher and when I'm usually leaving. And you probably were very, very organized with your time. How is that now?
Yeah, I was. You know, I was very structured with my time, because remember, when I was teaching, I also had younger children. You know, I was raising my twin boys. So, you know, so we woke up and, had the regular, you know, scheduled day, you know, took the boys to school, went to school, came home, did homework, dinner, you know, typical stuff. And then at night, when they would either go off to bed or kind of be doing their own thing, that was when I really grew my business, was in the evenings and then on Saturday and Sunday, early mornings. Now my schedule is a little bit different. You know, the fact, like, I always hated waking up to an alarm clock. I just find it very jarring and I find it annoying and I never liked it. Even though I'm a morning person, I didn't like waking up to an alarm clock. So now I never have an alarm clock on. And I wake up when my body tells me it's time to wake up. You know, I get a solid 8 hours sleep every night, which is really important. And I just let my body naturally wake up, and then I get ready, I come down, I make my coffee, and I get set for the day. And then I do work a lot, which I probably shouldn't, but, you know, everyone says, you know, that there's that saying, you know, you want to get away from your 9-to-5 job, yet you work like 90 hours a week on your own business, you know? but I do, I try to leave the office by 5 or 6 o'clock at night, but it's in my home, you know?
Yeah.
And now my life is a little different because my kids are in college. So I have a little bit of leeway in terms of my working schedule, but you know, I go at my own pace. I do my own thing. And I think that was something I loved most about it, was that I was really in control of my own life now, my own destiny. Nobody else was telling me what I had to do, where I had to be, and when I had to be there. You know, like, that's very, very empowering.
Yeah. Amen. So yeah. I am a fairly creative person, and so I just have new ideas sort of bubbling up all the time. I don't know how you are with that, but as somebody who is, you know, obviously making your own content and opportunities for new stuff all the time, how do you balance the creation of new stuff versus, okay, Anna, that's enough. Let's just stick with what we know we need to be working on.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. And if you talk to my operations manager, she'll tell you she needs to just squash me. Because I'm like, we're going to do this and we're going to do this and I've got this great idea. You know, we're entrepreneurs at heart, right? So we have all the shiny object syndrome, you know? So I'm always coming up with new ideas and, you know, new ways to make, you know, reading better for kids and more engaging for kids. And she's like, okay, we need to do the 9 other things that you already had on our list, you know? So I think as the visionary of my company, I do have to learn to be more focused, you know? And so whenever I get that little tidbit and something in my head, I'm like, no, come on back. This is the focus. This is our focus right now. So I really have to force myself to focus on what is most important at that moment, instead of all the shiny objects that I want to bring in, which eventually we'll get to, but in due time. So my operations manager is, she keeps me in check.
Yeah. And I imagine that was who was the first person you hired coming from the environment of school teaching, where you, I don't think you're really hiring and firing a lot of people necessarily, to now you are the boss. And I'm sure that was a hard decision to bring on employees, but tell me a little bit about that.
Oh yeah, that was actually an extremely difficult task for me. I think really the first person that I had was a developer, because I didn't know anything about tech. So they were the ones that helped me build like my sites and things like that, my blog, my site, my membership site, things like that. So that was kind of the first person, but they were just a contractor. I hired them, they did their work. But my first real hire was my virtual assistant, who is now basically my operations manager. That's what she's been with me forever. Oh my goodness, I love her. She does everything for me. So she started as my virtual assistant for like 10, 20 hours a week. And then as the business grew, you know, she was exactly what I needed. She was the person I needed in my business, because she has a skill base that I didn't have, you know, and she has created such a streamlined, well-oiled machine that my business is now because of her, you know? So without her, I know that wouldn't have been done. So you need the right people in the right seats. And then I was like, we're good, you know? I just was doing all the creative creation, right? The creative process, creating the resources, the books, the lesson plans, all of that. And then when I got a new coach, like I said, Stu McLaren was my coach. He's like, Anna, you've got to get out of that seat. You've got to hire people in. You're never going to grow past where you are without it. And I'm like, no, nobody can do what I do. Yeah. Right? Nobody can do what I do. Well, was I wrong? Because now I have a team of 10, you know? And it's interesting, because once I started the hiring process, we exploded. We exploded, because you can't do everything in your business, even though you think others can't do what you do.
Right.
Oh, they can, and sometimes better. So.
That's awesome. There's no way this person could do it. Oh, they're doing it way better than I did it. Oh, well. Yeah. I am really good at hiring people, I guess. I love
it.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Well, Anna, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Oh, I have such a good one. And it's probably something people have heard before, but I believe it is the reason why I am where I am right now. So my belief and my tip is that you absolutely must step into the fear that you have. People are fearful and it's debilitating, and they don't take action on what they want in their life because fear stops them. And I can promise you, the moment you step into that fear and you take hold of it, the other side has the most incredible things that are going to happen to you. And I live my life that way. As soon as I'm fearful about something in my business, I lean into it heavily, because I know on the other side is going to be something incredible. So lean into the fear, step into it, because the other side is amazing.
I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Anna, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Sure, my pleasure. So basically, if you're interested in my reading program, and again, I said it's for teachers and parents and schools, it's called guidedreaders.com. So that's my reading program, guidedreaders.com. And then if you're interested, I am doing some coaching on the side for entrepreneurs as well. That's at graspyourgoals.com.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Anna your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to guidedreaders.com. And learn more about the reading program for your kids, or if you're a teacher at your school. And also check out graspyourgoals.com.
Yes, that's
for
correct.
Learning more about Anna's coaching program. Thanks again, Anna.
My pleasure. It was such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.